now for the last in our current Get Better Acquainted with Science series. Countries around the world have agreed to keep the production down of the atmospheric greenhouse gas carbon dioxide, but we still don't really know what effect this will have. Adrian Pickering has been literally listening to a way of finding out where the gas is going.
A fizzy drink and the ocean share something more than the fact they both contain dissolved carbon dioxide. The foam after a wave breaks, and the sound of one of these drinks being poured sound pretty much the same. For an explanation, I poured Tim Layton of the Institute of Sound Vibration Research at the University of Southampton one. A nice refreshing drink there on our way, but it made a lovely noise as I poured it. But where is that noise coming from?
The hissing sound you heard came from bubbles. Each bubble acts like a little musical instrument, a bell if you like, and just like bells, a big bubble will give out a low note and a small bubble give out a high note. So when you pour a fizzy drink, the bubble population acts like an orchestra. Each one produces a little note, and from the song that it plays, you can count how many bubbles are there and what their size is. Now, this is fun in the world of fizzy drinks, but it has some more important applications, because bubbles are formed in a similar way in the ocean when waves break. You'll get a spread of bubble sizes produced, some large producing low notes, some small bubbles producing high notes, and from that song you can also count how many bubbles are there and what their size is. And this is quite important to studies of the dissolution of gases into the oceans from the atmosphere. People calculate, for example, that 1,000 million tons every year of atmospheric carbon dissolves into the oceans. And if you're trying to work out how the world is going to be affected by the production of greenhouse and other gases, you have to know where those gases are going, and a lot is disappearing into the ocean.
The sound that we heard just then of the bubbles coming out, that was the little orchestra you're describing there, but that's the bubbles coming out, but there's also some still there. If there's gas still trapped in the ocean, how are you going to find out about that?
Well, when the wave breaks and produces its characteristic song, you can use that to count how many bubbles are there at the moment of the wave breaking. But the important issue is how much of those bubbles is dissolving into the ocean. And so you need to look at the bubbles sometime later when they're no longer singing, they're just sitting there in the ocean. And since they're not going to sing to you so that you can hear them, the only way to find out where they are is you've got to sing to them. You have to play notes that make them say, yes, here we are. Because, as I said before, a bubble is like a little bell. If you hit it, it'll give out a note. But if a bell is just sitting there and you want it to answer back to you, there's only one way to do it, short of touching it, and that is to shout at the bell. And if you shout at a note that is in sympathy with the ones that the bell would normally produce, it'll ring back at you. So one of the ideas is that after listening to the song of the wave breaking, which tells us how many bubbles are there at the start, when the wave just breaks, we can sometime later send sound into the ocean and see if there are any bubbles there that will ring back in sympathy and tell us, yes, we're here. And from the difference between the bubbles that the bubble population when it's first formed and the bubble population at this later time, we can say something about the way the gas is dissolving into the ocean.
Then you know the idea sounds, it's already been trialled in the solent with real waves. Counting the bubbles beneath the sea surface works in the lab, but there's quite a bit more work to do to recognise the technique. It's a method that oceanographers are looking forward to using so they can refine their estimate of how greedy the oceans are for carbon dioxide.
Adrian Pickering talking first in that piece to Dr. Tim Layton, lecturer in underwater acoustics at the University of Southampton.